Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet waves o'er the land of the free? And the home of the brave.
Baby, I don't ask for much, but I do expect a lot. It's just how I was taught. It's easy for me to give you everything you need. Our love should never be bought. And I'll do everything I can to make sure that I'm the man that you desire. I'll put food on the table, a roof over your head, and light your heart on fire. I'll come home every night with strong arms to hold you tight till morning as we grow old. Before dinner we'll pray, hear what the kids have to say, make sure their little feet aren't cold. I'll pour you a glass of wine and hold your body close to mine and turn the lights down low. We'll dance all around the room to one of our favorite tunes and take it real slow.
Welcome to Tuesday Night Easy Blue Eyes Productions presents Independent Artist Music Night Radio Show right here on the Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network, sponsored by Michaela Gives Back. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Everyone is welcome to tune in and listen, and very much encouraged to share the show, as the Easy Blue Eyes production would appreciate it. And I will give you the number to call in, because we would love some callers tonight. The number is 845-277-9175. Hey, I do have a special guest with me tonight, so I'm going to bring her on. So let's welcome Kimberly Ward to the show. So welcome.
Thank you so much. How are you doing?
Oh, I am not doing bad at all. I'm just kind of sitting here in the studio and kind of getting things ready. Tonight we will be sitting back, playing some various music, giving updates, promoting upcoming shows for the week, and promoting some independent artists and just having fun. How about that?
All right. That sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a big plan. I do have someone that is kind of listening in. I'm going to give a shout out. Hunter Lott, he was supposed to be on here tonight, but he had to kind of step out. He's got some personal issues, we'll get to that later, I guess. But, hey, Hunter, we hope you get better, and we'll be bringing you on the Easy Blue Eyes production very soon. So how's your night?
I'm doing good. I've had a restful
day. Yeah, well, I just kind of got told to say strep throat. That's what Hunter's got. So that's probably why he can't sing tonight or talk tonight. But we're going to do some talking and playing some music, and then kind of get a little bit out there, and maybe, I don't know, I'm going to have to talk to Hunter off to the side, see if we can't come up with something, because I know he's listening, because he's typing me at the same time. But anyway, I'm going to get to you about maybe giving out a prize tonight, so we'll just have to see how the show goes. So don't be afraid to call in, say hi to me and Kimberly. We're just going to have some fun in tonight's show. You ready for some music?
Yeah, I am. I want to see what you're going to be playing today.
Well, I have a few artists that's already kind of out there, knows that I'm going to be playing some songs. So I'm going to kind of pick out an artist and go ahead and play two of their songs right now. So Juke Johnson, hey, this goes out to you. I'm going to play two songs of his and then we'll come back. Hope you all enjoy.
Teary eye, you turn your heart around and left me under cloudy skies. Thought I heard the thunder when you slammed that door. Now here comes the darkness bringing on a raging storm. Love goes deeper all the time.
Burn this stress away, cause it's 5 o'clock on this beach all day. So come on, baby, we need to get away. Another tiki bar where you and I can play. 5 miles of gravel, shake your chairs away. I ain't gonna stop until I see those palm trees sway. Sunshine, beer on ice, rolling down this dirt road to paradise.
Hey, welcome to Independent Artist Music Night Radio Show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Right there was Juke Johnson. Man, those were fantastic songs. Great job there, Juke. I hope we get to see more in the long run. Let's welcome back our special guest here tonight. Welcome back, Kimberly.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, you know, I was kind of off to the side, you know, the side of things while them songs were playing. We're going to do a few giveaways tonight, but we're going to make you earn them, you know, and it's not really hard to earn things on the Easy Blue Eyes production. I try to make it simple, you know. But we're going to make it a little bit hard tonight, but simple at the same time. You know,
okay.
Hunter Lott is willing to give out one CD, and you're willing to give out one CD. Now, we're just not going to give it out to just anybody, but we're going to give it out to anybody. I mean, who do we start with? Do we want you to go first, or do we want Hunter to go first?
How about Hunter?
Okay, we'll go with Hunter. All right, now let me you know, catch up to Hunter's name in the box here. And all right, now we got to figure this out. You know, I do have quite a bit of Hunter songs into the studio. Now, we've already heard one, so that one doesn't count. I mean, I will tell you right now, Take It Real Slow by Hunter and Jess T. That song is out of the equation. We already got to hear that. I mean, we might play it again later, I mean, because that's a fantastic song and I love it. But we're going to see if you can guess this song. And if you can guess this song, then we'll give you a CD by Hunter Lott, and then we'll play the full song. How about that? And I'm having trouble
That's
picking out which one, but here goes my 30-second clip, and you got to figure it out which one it is. Right there, 30 seconds of that clip, and then we'll kind of see if somebody can guess it right. And the number to call in is 845-277-9175. So good luck, and we'll see if we can figure it out. I got told in the background that you have a inclined message that you need to message somebody. So after the show, I will have you message them and kind of see what's going on there. And, I mean, I already kind of know what's going on, but we'll get you to message them. How about that, Kimberly?
Yeah, I like that
All
idea.
Right. All right, you know, but now if you want to kind of like take a guess, you know, at the name of that song, go for it. You know, I don't know if you can do it or not, but
I don't think I can. I'm not. I don't think I know that song.
Oh my.
I'm trying to remember.
Hunter, we're going to have to, like, do something about that. I mean, she's listening to your music half the time and everybody else, and she can't even think of that. What are we going to do about that? Well, I'll tell you what. We tried to kind of help you out, you know, but at least we know it's by Hunter a lot. And, you know, I eventually got to play that song. You know, I really want to play that song on the radio tonight. So somebody, please guess that 30-second clip, what the name of that song is, so we can play it. Again, the number is 845-277-9175. It's funny. We will kind of get, Miss Kimberly to message somebody after the show, maybe during the show. We don't know. But... you know, I have a few of your songs into the studio, too.
Oh, really? That's exciting.
I do.
The title, too.
Well, I don't know if we want to do that or not. Because that's a little bit off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
One's a newer one from 2020, still new anyway.
2020? Holy smokes.
One of them. I'm pretty sure I know which one you're playing.
you make it sound like it's an old job, you know, like it's 2020, you know, like, no. You're supposed to have fun with this, you know, come on.
It's still pretty new. It's not like 10 years ago.
Okay, we're showing our ages a little bit. We got to get some music playing here. I mean, come on now.
I do want to play
one of Kimberly's songs, and this is one of my favorite ones. You know, no, I didn't have to critique it very much, but here we go. We're going to play one of Kimberly Ward's songs and then come right back.
Sometimes I cry, and every morning
Hey, welcome back to Independent Artist Music Night Radio Show. I am your host, DZ Blue Eyes, and let's welcome back our special guest tonight, Kimberly Ward. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You know, I think we need to somehow, behind the scenes, we need to schedule a complete interview where we get to know a lot more of Kimberly Ward.
That sounds fantastic.
I mean, everybody out there would love to kind of have Easy Blue Eyes kind of drill, you know, Kimberly Ward and kind of chop things up and really dig deep and find out who she is. I think it sounds like a fantastic idea. We'll definitely have to set that podcast up sometime and do a good interview, and I will have to come up with some of the hardest questions on the book for you.
Oh, that's okay. I've been asked some at job interviews, so this would be that bad.
Oh, no. See, I'm a little bit different. I bring something fresh to the table or questions, and sometimes they're the same. You know, it depends on the artist, but it's fresh. It's original. I mean, it's not like, what are you looking for? What's your favorite color? You know, what's your favorite band?
Right.
You know, stuff like that. But, you know, I really dig deep. I mean, I've done a few on here, and afterwards they're like, wow, so original, you know, so different. And you got to have fun with it. If you can't have fun with it, then something's wrong.
Yeah, music's supposed to be fun, not supposed to be too much hard work involved.
Well, it's always, you know, hard work. I mean, some of the independent artists out there really put a lot of work into their craft, and that's why we have some of the best musicians. You know, I got to play this clip, 30 seconds of this clip. Somebody out there has got to really call in and guess this song title by Hunter Lott. I mean, really, I mean, we're trying to help you out, too, you know. I mean, maybe if you take some of the hints, you know, Hunter Lott, come on. There's social media out there, folks. I mean, if you can't really guess, I mean, maybe do some research. Just Google. There's Hunter Lott on social media. Somehow we can figure it out. But here, I'm going to play this clip one more time and see if we can find out if anyone can guess it. 30 seconds. Wait for that to play. Man, I've got to get a winner. Got to get a winner. The number is 845-277-9175. You know, anyone out there want to give a good guess what that is? Anyone?
Let me to guess.
If you think you can guess, go right ahead. You know,
can't wait for that day.
Absolutely. You know, I was never going to think that, you know, anybody was going to guess that, you know. There you go, Hunter. We finally got someone that, you know, actually knows the name of your song.
Really,
you know. Yes, can't wait for that day. That is exactly the name of that song. So,
okay, well, good guess.
Yeah, so after the show, you better make sure I get an address so I can give it to Hunter, and he can send you a CD. Now, I don't know about autograph, but I think I might be able to wiggle a deal on the side and maybe have him autograph it for you and ship it to you. You know, we'll see. We'll see. But you know what? In the meantime,
okay.
I have to hear that song. So we're going to hear that song by Hunter Lott. Can't wait for that day. And then we will be right back. Can't Wait for That Day by Hunter Lott. Welcome back to Independent Artist Music Night Radio Show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and let's welcome back our special guest tonight, Kimberly Ward. Welcome back.
Hi again. Yeah, once I heard all the song, I'm like, yeah, that's definitely that title. That's a good song.
Well, absolutely. You know, there is a little story behind that song, and I know it really means a lot to me, you know, as far as that song itself. I mean, I just love it. You know, it has that a good original feel, and, you know, it just has that moment, a lot of meaning behind it. You know, it took some time, you know, to appreciate putting that song together. It just,
yes, it's full of emotion. I can tell. I like, it's a good song.
And the story behind it, Hunter Lott lost his granddad when he was 16, and that inspired him to write that song, you know.
Oh,
so I,
oh, wow.
And I just tell you, you know, knowing that, it kind of brings tears to your eyes, you know. You know, the fact that, you know, unexpected, sometimes you have that unexpected death in the family. I lost both of my grandpas way before I even really got to know them. Well, one of my grandpas, he passed away before I was even born. So that makes a big difference there. And then my mom's dad, the day that he got to, I say, meet me and I got to meet him was the day of his funeral.
Right.
So it was like, I didn't know any of my grandpas. And, you know, my one grandpa was a vet, and I ended up in high school doing the work program, and they asked me where I wanted to work for, you know, and I looked at the list and it said the National Cemetery. And I'm like, I got to work there. You know, it would just snap. I got to work there.
Really?
And every day before I left, I always went and visit my grandpa's tombstone and the grave and paid my respects. So,
That makes me want to cry now.
So, you know, hearing that song, you know, it has some special meaning for me. You know, I really take that, and it's really heartfelt. And thank you, Hunter, for putting that song together. I really enjoy it. You did an amazing job singing it. I mean, I don't know really what else to say.
Good.
I mean, it's just very emotional. I think we almost kind of got to play another song before we all start crying on air, you know, with the emotion.
No. Every moment was written when I was in some really hard times in 2016, so that one too, talking about when people weren't there for you, basically, and every time I shed a tear, we're having a very sentimental evening, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, that's where it kind of seemed like tonight had went, you know. You know, music brings out what we can't say. You know, sometimes it's hard to say something, so when you listen to music, it gives everyone a general idea of what we're going through, what we're dealing with, and how we're feeling at the moment. And I mean, can't wait for that day. I mean, that brings all of it to the table all at once. And I'm just really shocked at some of the other artists is not really kind of seeing some of the independent artists, what they're doing. I mean, I really think a lot of the independent artists is bringing a lot more to the table than what they see and what they think. And that song right there should be automatically, me personally, you know, I guess I can be a little biased, you know, to the independent scene, you know, but there is no reason that song is not on the top 100 Billboard charts, you know, out to the world. I mean, there is no reason.
Yeah, it's very good, has a good meaning, good lyrics, the melody.
You know, when I go look for an independent artist and someone to really promote and stand behind, that's what I'm looking for. A song like that, you know, an individual that can actually put something out there that has complete meaning, you know, behind it, original, the whole works. And for me, if I was doing the Billboard chart easily, I mean, it's kind of hard to compete out there, but there is no reason that should not be a top 10 Billboard chart song, if not number one. But I know an easy top 10. You know, that would just be me. You know, so congratulations, Hunter. I hope someday we get some more music exactly like that from everyone. You know, not just Hunter himself, but from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your song, Every Moment, you know, we've kind of critiqued it together on personal off the radio, and I gave my opinion, and honestly, that's one of my favorite ones from you. I didn't really have to critique it very much. I mean, it's pretty natural.
Right.
But we need some more music from you just as well.
Well, that's good. I've got some coming out this year, some I'm working on and been working on during the pandemic and in 2021. Even though I've been traveling some, I'm still writing. Not as much as I did last year, but I got to get to a piano.
You know, we got to get some more piano players going. I will say that. But we'll talk about that sometime, you know, really a lot.
Yeah.
But before I really go a lot more and start giving a whole lot of updates on shows and what's to come, I got to play, you know, two songs by this young lady. You know, I mean, wow. I mean, she helped me out a week ago, and she brings a lot of energy to the table and to the music business. I mean, a lot. I mean, I wish I had just a little bit of her energy. I mean, I had a lot of energy growing up, but wow. This one has energy. Sometimes you almost
want to... As long as I get my sleep and coffee, and then I definitely have energy.
There's times that I want to, you know, like, pick up the phone or message her and be like, hey, can you tone it down just a hair? You're making us all look bad, you know? But she's just that good. She is just that good. I mean, wow. I mean, what else can you say? But I got two songs I'm going to play. Not
okay.
By you yet. I'll get to you in just a second. You know, don't take this one's thunder yet, but I will get to you. I got to give you that elbow in the studio. Hold tight. Brianna Faith. I mean, she can blow the roof off. I mean, just by her energy. I mean, just energy alone. I mean, seriously. And if I remember correct, her age... I don't even think she's 25 yet. I don't want to like totally give her age out, but I know for a fact she's not 25, you know, and with the energy, I hope she uses that with the passion in the music industry to take her career to new heights. So who's ready to listen to songs by her? Anyone besides me? Come on now. Don't go quiet.
You know, I'm ready. I mean, I'm fully awake right now. I'm like, yay, let's go.
All right. Well, I'll tell you. You know, I really wish that I was able to kidnap one of the songs, you know, with Hunter and Brianna, you know, because we'll get to that in a second. You know, let me go ahead and play two of her songs and then come back. We're going to kick it off with Routine.
Waking up to the same old thing, another day of this routine. Watch her black pants, messy hair. Run a stop sign once or twice. Maybe one day I'll be on time. I'll tell my boss I'll be there.
Hallelujah.
what's real and going on below. But now you never show it to me, to ya. Remember when I moved in you, the Holy Dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maybe there's a God above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew ya. And it's not a cry you can hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a cold and it's a broken.
Hey, welcome back to Independent Artist Music Night Radio Show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and we got a special guest tonight, and I'm going to bring her back on. Welcome back, Kimberly.
Well, hi. Thank you.
Well, we're going to get to Kimberly here shortly, and I guess we can probably quiz her a little bit tonight to kind of give you a preview of a full interview of Kimberly. But Brianna Faith, Hallelujah and Routine. You know, Hallelujah, that is probably one of the hardest songs to ever sing in the music industry. I mean, really it is. For me, I mean, that's my personal opinion. You know, I've watched American Idol, America's Got Talent, British Got Talent, The Voice, you know, and I've watched so many attempts. And there was one girl that did pretty good. She was able to go on into one of the competitions. But, you know, honestly, at the end of the day, you want someone to bring their own style and be able to really sing that song. And be able to, you know, not just be able to hit a few keys at the beginning or in the middle or at the end. I mean, especially for where it stands for, you know, it has a lot of meaning behind it. And I honestly believe Brianna Faith done an excellent job doing that song, Hallelujah. What is your opinion on that, Kimberly?
Yes, I agree with you. It can be a hard song.
I was just thinking about the breathing because, you know, breathing is important, obviously, in music and singing. And so, you know, to breathe at the right times. Because I've been in the studio before just singing Silent Night and had to redo the whole thing twice, or, you know, almost twice, not exactly that bad. Because, you know, breathe the wrong place. But anyway, her voice is really good. I liked her energy level, like you said. That was there.
I mean, really.
Beautiful. Yeah.
A lot of energy. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
this is one of the many of the few that if I was to really have anyone follow Farah's energy level and whatever, you know, Farah's their music career, she would be the one that I would pinpoint, you know, watch her energy level. She brings it with every song at every given moment. You know, I mean, like I said, there's times you want to just like, hey, breathe, tone it down just a hair because you're making us all look bad. But she's just that good, you know, and that amazing, you know. Now, I had the opportunity to hear Hunter and Bree, you know, in the Commodore there. And I tell you, there was
You
know. Well, they did a live video or some, I think it was a live video or something they recorded. And then I tell you, it was so amazing. Them two, I mean, honestly, it's kind of like if them two done a full album, I would pay double as long as they both autograph it. I would cut them a check right now and pay them double for that. I mean, them two can sing together all day long, every day. And boy, I mean, again, another Billboard chart right there. I mean, every one of their songs so far. I mean, I guess I'm a little biased, you know, but I'm only biased to great artists. You know, that's just how it works. I mean, yes, I'm a little biased to you as well, you know, but I mean, I've only heard a few of your songs. I mean, and we got to get more out there, which we know you've got some more. So when do we actually expect to have more?
Well, I think you have Because I Did, which I'm supposed to get CDs any day now. That would be great. My country one. I spoke with the producer in the weekend. We're going to do a few things still on it. But overall, it's pretty much done. That few things. Let's see. I've got one that is, I guess you'd call a gospel-based one that I wrote the piano during some hard times in 2020, right before I moved out of a home I was renting last year. And I was like, I'll be darned, I'm going to finish this as much as possible before I move out. I had three people move the piano because it's a project to move a piano, as you can imagine. But I actually didn't even really finish it until February this year because I was hoping sooner, but it's finished. So that's why I need to just record. And because I've been traveling a lot since the end of March, it's not happened. Talked to two studios in the past week in Nashville, so I'm getting ready to hopefully get that going here June or July. And besides that one, I have a couple I still want to get recorded from the last 2 years, Brent. And just a lot of things kind of happened. I had some delays in my personal life, so I never stopped writing. I mean, I always write, but it was just singing or recording. I mean, I probably have enough for 10 or 15 more songs. And, you know, everything takes time and money because studios aren't always cheap. So I think I just need to open my own studio and I'll have my piano in there and microphone. That'll be a good start. I know a few people who have in-home studios. I mean, I can really kick butt and get some stuff out there way before Christmas this year.
You know, absolutely. You know, it does take money.
In time. I said we're trying to go together.
That's a good key there, time. And speaking of time, you know, we got to promote some upcoming shows here. Tomorrow night, we have the Ricky Van Shelton podcast radio show. If some of you don't know, it's not trying to be biased or anything, but then again, yes, I am. My favorite all-time artist across the board in the music industry is Ricky Van Shelton. You know, so tomorrow is the Ricky Van Shelton radio show. And then Thursday, I don't have a radio show, but my colleague does. You need to check out the Golden Country radio show hosted by Julie Richardson. You know, She's going to be doing her final one for her first season and then taking a few weeks off. But you're going to have to check that out. It's an hour long, and it starts at 6:30 Mountain Time. So, and that's always a good one to have. She plays a lot of independent songs, and if you would like yours to be heard there, I can probably get a hold of her and get your songs played there as well, because that's what we do. We love to promote great music. And then Friday is the Julie Richardson Music Radio Show. A lot of her songs and her band, the Higher Ground Band, you know, I got all them songs that I play on Friday, and a lot of the times I have Julie Richardson on the show as well, and she helps kind of put that together, you know, gives me that elbow sometimes in the studio, you know, we got to play this song or something. We try to have a good time and play her music, and then we're switching things up on Saturdays because I'm getting worn out in some days, and then some days I'm not worn out. We're going to have Facebook Live concerts, you know, do some takeovers on Saturdays for a while. So if you would like to perform on Saturdays, please get a hold of me and see if we cannot book you. I do know there's a few that are already booked, and which I know Hunter, you know, is going to be booking one sometime in June, July, or something like that. He's got a lot going on, and then we've talked about getting yours booked. This Saturday, I don't know how it's going to work out, if we're going to have one this Saturday or not. But we will definitely check and get back with you on that. You know, I mean, business is business, and it gets pretty tight. And, you know, if we can get you to hit the stage on Saturday, it would be great to have you. What do you think? You think we can get Saturday pulled in and have Kimberly Ward sing?
Well, I think it's a great possibility. I got to get with you on the time.
All right.
Name the time.
Well, you know, we don't want to name a time quite yet unless it's totally confirmed and we got everything
going.
But I do know next week we have Monday is the Mick Birds and the Back Row Band Music Radio Show on Monday. Then Tuesday, I have another independent artist that's going to be jumping on the show. Camber King is going to be jumping on with me. And we're going to kind of do a little bit of an interview and chit-chat a little bit. And then, of course, Wednesday, Ricky Van Shelton. Thursday, I am open next Thursday. I'm not going to have a show, and Julie Richardson's not going to have a show. But that doesn't mean I can't book something for next Thursday. It can't be something permanently because I'm keeping that open. But I know for the next few weeks, we've got open Thursday. And then Friday, of course, Julie Richardson's music radio show here. And then Saturday, we will have next Saturday, we will have Carissa Kay doing a Facebook Live takeover concert on the Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network Facebook page. And that will be starting at 4 p.m. Central. So I'm really looking forward to that. And, you know, maybe somehow we can get others to join on Saturdays. Really, to follow up for the rest of May, I think you all got a general idea on Monday, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Tuesdays is, of course, the independent night. Let's see here. I'm looking at my calendar. I mean, I kind of got it all messed up. So many different things getting booked. You know, we just got to keep it busy. I got a different calendar that I can look at here. It's called, I can click on my website and get a lot more. Let's see here.
Well, I've got some more songwriter friends I can send your way, Brent. If you want to stay busy, I can try to help things
out. I always stay busy, and I love staying busy. May 29th, we have open, which is the last Saturday of this month. If anybody wants to do a Facebook Live takeover on that Saturday, I am having the artists pick the time, you know, for when they're available on that Saturday, you know, on that. June 5th is open. June 12th, we're going to have Daniel Keppel on Facebook at 2 p.m. Central. June 19th is open. June 22nd, which is actually a Tuesday.
Okay.
Here's a little bit of FYI. If you get into the Easy Blue Eyes production VIP, you have ability to help switch around dates, and I can always work with you. You got to be VIP, you know, to really get this much treatment. That is on a Tuesday. But Shane Masters Music is going to be doing a Facebook Live concert takeover at 6 p.m. Central Time. So,
okay.
And then Saturday, June 26th is open. I'm trying to look at the rest of May. What do we have on May? Let's see. I don't. We're open. We'll see. I need to take down the 22nd because I got switched over. May 25th is open for a podcast, which the 25th, let's see, I believe that's going to be a Tuesday, 2 weeks from today, May 25th. There's a hint right there, May 25th. Do you think we can possibly put Kimberly Ward on that and really get a good interview, the whole show?
May 25th, I could, and this Saturday. You want me to have two in May? Unless you get someone else? Okay, I'm not going to ask someone else yet. I better ask you because I'd like to do two. But if you just want one for, you know, one or more.
Well, you know, the 15th would be a Facebook Live concert. You know, that's where you would get to perform on Facebook for everyone. You know, and then the 25th, you would come on here with me on a Tuesday. If you want to book the 25th, we can. All right. So you heard that live. You know, I'm writing that down. Kimberly Ward is going to be here on the independent night on May 25th.
Okay.
We are going to do a complete 2-hour interview and give her a hard time. Yep, that's what I got. No. We're definitely going to give her a hard time. We're definitely going to give her a hard time. I think I can probably shed some light on that and probably get some others to really help give a hard time. So.
Well, it's supposed to be fun. The music isn't supposed to be a hard time. It's supposed to be relaxing. So you can enjoy your life. Okay, anyway, I'm kidding. I'm teasing you.
Given your hard time, I mean, we got to have some fun. I mean, now it's not like I'm going to drill you the whole 2 hours and not just kind of relax. And you know, we're just going to have fun with it. So Kimberly Ward, May 25th, 2 weeks from tonight, is going to be on here doing an interview, and Easy Blue Eyes is going to give her a hard time. I think that sounds great.
All right, I got a question. Will I be singing any at all, or just going to go over this two-hour session and all the questions you can think of.
Well, see, it's not just going to be me that may have a question. You may have a fan that might have a question. Other people might want to call
okay.
in, you know, too, you know.
Okay.
That is always a good thing. You know, and speaking of that, we got to give out one of your CDs, and we're going to do that tonight. And I pretty much want to have fun with that. And I'm going to kind of let Kimberly actually decide how she would like for us to give that out and then have you guys pick up the phone and call in.
How? Well, talk about for the moment. Let's see. Someone needs to go to my Facebook page and just make a comment on there. Or I prefer it be for everyone to see. If they're not on the friends request, they're going to have to send me one and use the word. It's fun. Besides CDs, too easy. Need to get on my Facebook page, Kimberly Ward Music, and let's see what they could say.
I got a good idea with that. You know, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to kind of run with that. You go to Kimberly Ward Music Facebook page, not her personal page. You go to her artist page. And the first person that types in May 25th podcast interview will get a free CD. Now, after they type that in, Kimberly is going to be notified, you know, by Facebook notification, and then she gets to go and let us know who that was live on air.
All right, so you want them to go to the personal or business one? Say that again.
The music artist page. We want the artist page. Now, please, while you're there, hit the like button on the artist page and then type that in there, you know, May 25th podcast interview. And that will let Kimberly Ward know. And then we'll have a winner.
Yay.
But
right,
you only have,
but
you only have 35 minutes to do that.
Okay, 35 minutes. That was my question. Okay, is that a go?
Well, roughly 30 to 35 minutes to do that. And if you would like to call in afterwards and let us know that you were the winner, please do so. The number is 845-277-9175. We would love that. You know, I got a few more songs that I got to play, you know, since we kind of ran a little tight on time, and I did have them artists. Let me get back to my list here. I'm going to play one more Hunter Lott song and one more Kimberly Ward song, and then eventually we're going to go to the next artist. How about that?
That sounds great.
Would you like to? You would love to have one of your other songs played, right?
Yes, of course.
All right. Now let's see here. I have to really try to be biased sometimes and play great music, but when you think of Hunter, what song can you name that isn't great? I mean, they're all great, you know. Wow. Kind of puts me on a tough spot there. You know, I got it. We're going to start off with Hunter and then go over to Kimberly. And then we'll be right back. Here is That Guy.
Never forget the day that you walked by. My heart skipped a beat at the most gorgeous time. wasted no time to ask you how, but you turned me down outside the dugout. And how dare I approach the popular girl who'd never see me in her world. But you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. You're way above, beyond my dreams. I'm not the jock you need, 'cause I don't play on the football team. I've been told to trust God's plan. He's always been my biggest fan. Time to move on, so goodbye. For you, I'm just not that guy.
Back to Independent Artist Music Night Radio Show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Hey, our special guest, Kimberly Ward, had to jump off, the show, kind of run out of the studio. She had a personal phone call that she had to make. So we got to go ahead and let her go. And, it was great having her on here. I'm going to kind of go down the list here. Give a shout out to some artists. This is who is in my VIP, the Easy Blue Eyes Production VIP: Bo Heatherly, Mick Bird, Julie Richardson, Shane Masters, and Jenna McDaniel. Those five are actually in the VIP, but here's some other artists that we support. We have Alyssa Marie, Hunter Lott, Brianna Faith, Daniel Keppel, Scott Dawson, Sonny Fernal, Kimberly Ward, Kirk Baldwin, Faith Bardell, and our newest one is Juke Johnson. Hey, if you would like to throw your hat in the mix, all you got to do is message me and we will do so. I would love to throw your picture up and support you. Not a problem. And we can get your music playing on the website and do 24/7 live stream music be added and with the rest of them. Speaking of a couple of the artists, that I mentioned, I want to go ahead and play a few of their songs and kind of enjoy having a straight run of music. So I'm going to go down and get back into the queue and rechange things up here. We're going to play some Shane Master and some Scott Dawson for you. So I hope you enjoy those songs that I've got picked out. I just don't know which one I want to play first. I do. Here's one of my favorite ones, to kick things off, from Scott Dawson. Here is 80 Miles to Nashville. We're going to play three songs back to back, and then come right on back.
Mm. Nashville, gonna cut a country song. The number one with a bullet, right at 3 minutes long. I quit my job at the sawmill, gonna be the next big thing. Eight miles to Nashville, but I don't know what to say. I could write about cheating and the price that children pay. I could write about drinking, how to throw your life away. I could write about the memories living in the past. Oh, there's the Tennessee border, I better think of something fast. 8 miles to Nashville, gonna cut a country song. Number one with a bullet, right at 3 minutes long. I quit my job at the sawmill, gonna be the next big thing. 8 miles to Nashville, but I don't know what to say. Boys are waiting for me down at Last Chance Studio. Best demo for your dollar, crown jewel of Music Row. We provide an engineer and a reel-to-reel tape deck. Bring your grand old Opry dreams and a certified cashier's check. 8 miles to Nashville, gonna cut a country song. Number one with a bullet, right at 3 minutes long. I quit my job at the sawmill, gonna be the next big thing. 80 miles to Nashville, but I don't know what to say. I've had to beg, borrow, and steal, try and score that record. Job and family, oh Lord have mercy on me. Ooh. 20 miles to Nashville, gonna cut a country song. Number one with a bullet, right at 3 minutes long. I quit my job at the sawmill, gonna be the next big thing. 20 miles from Nashville, but I don't know what to say. Of oak wood down in Nashville, Tennessee, that represents the legend of country music history. Still shining in the spotlight, though she's well worn with age. Known as the Sacred Circle on the Grand Ole Opry stage. Cowboys, queens, and heroes once occupied this space, and you can bet no other will ever take their place. Now many styles have come and gone, and time has turned the page. Yet behold that sacred circle on the Grand Ole Opry stage. God bless the pioneers who boldly broke new ground and touched the world with that high and lonesome sound. Long live the spirit of country's golden age. Inside that sacred circle on the Grand Ole Opry stage.
fans still come from miles around to catch an opera show. Just the same as folks did so many years ago. The faces may be different, but one thing will never change. That timeless sacred circle on the Grand Ole Opry stage. God bless the pioneers who boldly broke new ground and touched the world with that high and lonesome sound. Long live the spirit of country's golden age. Inside that sacred circle on the Grand Ole Opry stage. Plank of oak wood down in Nashville, Tennessee.
Telling me different, you've been steering me wrong. I've been holding back now, but I can't do that long. 'Cause I'm about to blow up, so I gotta sing my song. Just war and blood, but it seems that's all there ever was. Is it long gone? You've been telling me different, you were steering me wrong, and I'm not holding back no more, no. I gotta sing my song. You were standing right there, I think you knew it all along. It's you were telling us different, you've been steering us wrong, and I've been holding back now, no. But I can't do that alone. You were standing right there, I think you knew it all along.
Welcome back to Independent Artist Music Night Radio Show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Wow, that was a good triple right there. We had Scott Dawson on the first two, and then Shane Masters. You know, I think I got enough time to play one more So I think I'm going to do that, honestly. I'm just kind of looking in the mix, and because I kind of changed up the cue, and we're going to kind of continue to change up things. You know, I just love to do that sometimes. We just got to. I really think, you know, if everyone took the time and really listened to this young girl, you know, singing this song, I think it would be awesome. I mean, really. Let me know what you think. This is a cover rendition of John Denver's song that he made totally famous, Country Roads. Here is this young girl, Tennessee Clark.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country road, take me home to the place.
Definitely want to thank Hunter kind of chit-chatting with me during the show. You know, I wish he would have been on here tonight, but we got to listen to some of his music. You know, we're definitely rescheduling. Matter of fact, I believe we do have rescheduled Hunter Lott's interview, if I'm correct. You know, I believe it's the 8th of June, I think. Matter of fact, I want to kind of go ahead and let me click on that. I believe that's where we went to. You know, sorry for that. I believe that's what it is. Yes, Tuesday, June 8th. Hunter Lott is going to be on here, so I need to definitely make sure I have that into the bill here. So, don't forget, tomorrow night's Ricky Van Shelton, then Thursday. Try to join me over on my colleague's radio show, Julie Richardson on the Golden Country Radio Show, and then Julie Richardson Music Radio Show with her showcasing her music with the Higher Ground Band Friday. Saturday is up in the air. Monday, Mick Byrd and the Back Row Band Music Radio Show. Tuesday, we have Camber Kane. Then Wednesday, of course, Ricky Van Shelton. Thursday, it's kind of open. Next Friday is going to be Julie Richardson Music Radio Show. And then Saturday, the 22nd, we have Carissa Kay doing a Facebook Live takeover at 4 p.m., which she'll be playing on the Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Facebook page. So make sure you tune in for that and share that information. Then, of course, we have, again, the Mick Byrd Radio Show. And then on the 25th, Kimberly Ward's getting pulled in, and we're going to be doing an interview there. Then, of course, the Ricky Van Shelton. And leading up to another Thursday open, Friday, we have, again, Julie Richardson. And then Saturday, the 29th, I believe that is, we are kind of open. So if you want to do a Facebook Live takeover concert, you know, feel free to get a hold of me. I am going to be adding a few more names to the list of who we support. And, you know, I definitely want to get a shout out to Ricky Combs. He's had some medical issues. He had, you know, a couple procedures done. So I hope you get better, Ricky. You know, I'm definitely going to be putting Ricky Combs up there. And, you know, he does have some music playing. I do have other independent artist music out there playing live stream, but we got to get, you know, a little bit more. Anyone else out there that would love to have their name up on the site and have us support you and share your music, please definitely get a hold of me. It's not that hard. I don't charge nothing. It's actually free, except the time to send me what you like promoted. All right. Well, with that said, I'm going to kind of leave on a good note just as well. You know, speaking of one of the young ones that I had on here last week, I'm going to play one of her songs to lead us out tonight. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Easy Blue Eyes Productions Presents Independent Artist Music Night Radio Show right here on the Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network, sponsored by Michaela Gives Back. I've been your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and thank you, Kimberly Ward, for being on here. We want to say good night. God bless you. It's just been one of those days. Hope to see you tomorrow.
Stuck in traffic on 65. Late for my show downtown. Probably a parking lot on the lower Broadway. Don't know what I'm gonna do now. I can't tell you all I'm thinking. I gotta make it somehow. I'm having one of those days. Yeah, one of those days.
Can I say, I'm having one of those days, yeah, one of those days, yeah, not a thing I can't change, it's gonna be okay, I'm having one of those days, yeah, one of those days, yeah, hoping my life will change.
Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt.